It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk about competition. Now, not the competition that the Leafs and the Habs have in that rivalry, but more competition in the way of business. Now, as I'm recording this podcast, it is the second preseason game between the Habs and the Leafs, and we won't talk about the first game. It is just preseason and they're just working things out, but still disappointing as a Habs fan nonetheless. But what I want to do is I want to talk about competition in the form of business. And that kind of brings me back to a story when I was with the beer store. Now, when I was with the beer store, the union, the UFCW, as well as the beer store partnered together to have a bottle drive to raise money for the union's main charity, the Leukemia Society of Canada. And way back when this bottle drive first started, my manager at the time kind of invited me to be the quote unquote team captain for this bottle drive. And what that meant was I basically organized the efforts, made sure we had the volunteers, the proper PPEs, and everything kind of ran smoothly throughout that weekend as we collected bottles and raised money for the charity. And at the same time I was doing this, there was another beer store employee at a different store doing the exact same thing. And he was just as passionate about the charity as I was. And as time went on, we both got a little bit more passionate and did a little bit more. And when we kind of heard what each other was doing, that kind of sparked a little competition between the two of us. After the second or so, maybe third year, we were competing store against store to see who could raise the most money. But in hindsight now, it didn't really matter who raised more money because it all went to the same spot. Now, after about the third or fourth year, that's when we kind of connected and realized that the two of us competing was kind of hindering our efforts. And if we actually teamed up and looked at things, looked at the bigger picture, we could really raise a lot more money for the Leukemia Society, teaming up and getting all of the other stores on the same page as we were. Now, the cool thing about that is we did start raising a lot more money as a district and even as a company as a whole, because of our partnership, we kind of created a district team where we organized the efforts for the entire district. Now, that was the entire city and the surrounding county areas. But that idea was so good, it was brought to our corporate office, and every district in for the beer store in Ontario had their own coordinator. It was a district coordinator position or volunteer position. And this is where we all got together and collaborated and brought all of our different ideas for different events like concerts and bowling tours and bikes and beers tours and all these different things. We started raising a lot more money and realizing competition was not the best way to do this. Working together was far, far better. And the proof was in how much money we raised. We started the first year raising $200,000, just over. Fast forward to a number of years later, to 2016, where it was like $1.7 million that we raised for the charity. And that number kept growing after I left. Now, when it comes to business, that's not always the case. Obviously, you're not working for the same goal. But the way I look at it, in our industry here, I'm in digital information. I'm in marketing. And for me, it's very easy to collaborate with other marketers, other social media managers, and other entrepreneurs to help everybody grow because the pot is so big there are hundreds and thousands of businesses that could use my help or a friend's help or a teammate's help. And we could all work together to find out who's the best fit. Now, if you're, if you have a physical store and you're selling the same product as somebody else, you may not want to work together, but you can see what works in your area. Now, take, for example, if you're in a BIA, so if you're in a downtown, like I'm in Windsor, so the downtown Windsor BIA, if there's a couple stores that work together, you can kind of work with the BIA and draw more traffic together to the downtown area where these people could shop at both stores or in similar BIA somewhere else. Or if you don't, if you're a standalone store and you're not a part of BIA, you can still market in a way where you're not bashing and you're not downplaying the other businesses that are in your same industry, but do it in a way that you're uplifting that industry as a whole, but telling stories and relating with your audience to bring those customers into your shop as opposed to somebody else's. So you can bring the, you could work together to bring the industry up, but still do it in a way that's very professional and respectful and still tell your story and market your business separately from the rest of them. Now, that's really all I had for you today. Working together is always the best option. And finding entrepreneurs that are like-minded and are willing to promote and work together to bring you up. That's not always the case, but for the most part, from what I've seen, this is something that everybody can work, we can do to work together to help other businesses. It's always better to have a friend than it is to have an enemy. Now, with all of that said, I do want to invite you to our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Momentum. Now, this is a group, it doesn't matter who you are, what industry you're in, this is a place where we can all provide each other value and all provide assistance and help for everybody to grow together. And on Fridays, we do have a post where we're able to promote our offers and our businesses and our events and whatever the case may be. So it's not getting into the group and hold on just one quick second. Now, I want to help you create momentum, not only in your life, but in your business as well. And to do that, I created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum. The whole point of this Facebook group is we're not flooded with all kinds of spam and links and offers. This group is all about value and helping each other grow our businesses together. Now, if you've listened to me talk for at any point of time, you know I'm not a fan of competition, and I love working with other entrepreneurs, even entrepreneurs that are in the same industry I am. And I want to help everybody grow. And that's the whole point of this group. There's no competition at all. It's all about value and helping you grow your business as well as become more productive in your daily life. So if you search Entrepreneur Momentum on Facebook, or if you click the link in the description of this podcast and YouTube video, I can't wait to see you in our group.